Firstly, we welcome the Minister to Kennebecs and to Donegal because he's also toured West Donegal. The Minister is bringing great focus, energy and drive to the role of Fisheries and Marine Minister. So on to the agenda today, he will be meeting the fish processors in the late afternoon. He will be meeting the marine cluster here in Kennebecs, which is an important function and role as well as seeing firsthand some of the factories and some of the vessels that are here. So it's a fact-finding mission from him. He's newly appointed in the last 2 to 3 months, and it's the first time we have a Fisheries and Marine Minister in 14 years, and he's certainly hitting the ground running, and all in industry support him in that.
I'm sure one of the facts that will be put to him, Brendan, will be the recent controversy surrounding that blue whiting that was destined for human consumption, but it didn't end up that way. And of course, we do know that that very much is just the tip of the iceberg as it relates to issues facing the sector of Kennebecs.
Of course, and I think the Minister himself is very anxious to see firsthand the process involved in blue whiting. But not alone that, and we've been articulating this for the last 3 years, there is a decline in the fish industry in Kennebecs and in Ireland generally. Some of this is relating to EU policy. Some of it is related to how we handle the fish industry within our own national state. So there's a lot that needs to be discussed, but more importantly than that, there is a lot that needs to be sorted out. I think the sector is suffering from the fact that it hadn't got a dedicated Minister for Fisheries in 14 years, and we need that oversight, and we have also now a new Fisheries and Maritime Committee of the Dáil to give further scrutiny, as well as the newly elected Senator Manus Boyle and, of course, Pat the Cope. So there's going to be a lot of more focus, a lot more oversight on all things fisheries and marine, and that is needed because we are at a critical juncture where there has been a lot of decline and a lot of loss in the industry post-Brexit.